They think I'm writing. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And so I recently finished a book based on Andy Warhol, based on David Bowie's interviews. And it was kind of a fascinating book. All the interviews that he's, not all, but some of the most interesting interviews he's conducted over the last, or throughout his career. So it was his very first one where he was just a kid with long hair as part of some kind of mod long hair movement all the way up until the end, which was kind of a somewhat lame interview with, I can't remember the name of the magazine, it's not really important, but it was right before, it was right after The Next Day came out. I think he wasn't really doing interviews between Black Star and The Next Day. So another excuse to play more David Bowie, that's what we're doing here tonight. And this first track I want to play is, you know, there was a series of interviews conducted about his film career. He had a kind of a, I don't want to say it was a great film career, but he definitely had some high moments, some low moments. And there was, of course, talk about, that he was interviewed by, I think, Movie Line magazine, also by Interview magazine, and the topic of Andy Warhol came up, and there was a reference to the song Andy Warhol that he wrote and released on the Hunky Dory record. We're going to hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
It's Warhol, actually.
What did I say?
Hole. It's Hole. As in holes.
Andy Warhol.
What? Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol. Like Hole.
Andy Warhol, take one.
Ah. You ready?
Yeah.
Like to take a cement fix, be a standing cinema. Dress my friends up just for show, see them as they really are. Put the people in my brain, two new pens to have a go. I'd like to be a gallery, put you all inside my show.
Andy Warhol looks a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all.
Andy walking, Andy tired, Andy take a little snooze. Tie him up when he fast asleep, send him on a pleasant cruise. When you wake up on the sea, be sure to think of me and you. To think about paint and to think about glue, what a jolly boring thing to do.
Andy Warhol, let's just scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all. Andy Warhol, looks a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all.
Thank you.
nothing much to offer. There's nothing much to take. I'm an absolute beginner. Absolutely sane. As long as we're together, the rest can go to hell. I absolutely love you. Begins. With eyes completely open, but nervous all the same.
want you back again. I want your love again. This time is different. Darling, you're safe. You gotta tell me you're coming back to me. You gotta tell me you're coming back to me. You gotta tell me you're coming back to me. You gotta tell me you're coming back to me. You said we're through before you walked out on me before. I tried to tell you, but you didn't want to know. This time you're different, and determined to go. You gotta tell me you're coming back to me. You gotta tell me you're coming.
Talking to my wall, I'm not quite right. lies and lie. When a nation hides its organic minds in a cellar, dark and grim, they must be very dim.
And that is All the Madmen from The Man Who Sold the World, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And before that, The Rolling Stones with Tell Me. I realized that was not Bowie. But harkening back to his first interviews, he was listing early Stones and as one of his major influences, as one of the bands that he was listening to. And so that was the reason we played that. Bowie's absolute beginner. So we had a little reference to his film career. There was The Hunger, his role in The Hunger. Also, The Dark Crystal, that Jim Henson project with all the puppets, Muppets or whatever, not Muppets. Absolute Beginners, of course, another one of the films that he was in or played a role in, and it was not very well received. Yet that song, I don't want to say it's a great song, but it did appear on his greatest hits for some reason. Before that, Andy Warhol started off the show from Hunky Dory, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So, an excuse for me to play Bowie, yes, but also I just finished reading a book that was given to me by DJ Kevin, incidentally. It's called David Bowie, The Last Interview. Apparently there's a whole series of them, The Last Interview for, like, Patti, not Patti Smith, she's still alive, thankfully. Who am I thinking of? Like David Foster Wallace, also Lou Reed has one, that would be a good one, and some others, I can't remember. Speaking of early influencers, let's play The Who. This is Any Way, Anyhow, Anywhere, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Oh, you know, this thing is not in the right position. There it is.
Anyway, anyhow, anywhere I choose. I'm doing anything, I don't know, I can talk anyhow, and you dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was out. I was dancing when I was out. I danced myself right out the womb. Myself right out the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself right out the womb. I was dancing when I was 8. I was dancing when I was 8. Strange to dance so late. Is it strange to dance so late? Is it too wrong to understand the fear that dwells inside a man? What's it like to be alone? Myself out of the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself into the tune. And then again once more I dance myself out of the womb. I dance myself out of the womb. It's strange to dance so soon. I dance myself out of the womb.
see people, brand new people. There's something to see. Night clubbing, we're night clubbing. Oh, isn't it wild?
Oh,
1,000 points of light, WMFO, Alice Cooper with I Love the Dead. So campy. From Billion Dollar Babies, before that, Iggy Pop. That was his collaboration during his partnership with David Bowie. That was Nightclubbing. We took that from the Nude and Rude collection. T-Rex, Cosmic Dancer off the Electric Warrior record. And it was The Who's Anyway, Anyhow, Anywhere from Who's Better, Who's Best, who started us off. This is our show devoted to David Bowie's... there was a book written about him called The Last Interview. It was a collection of interviews of his. And it was kind of all over the place. It was the early ones. So we played The Who because he referenced The Who as one of his early influences. Of course, T-Rex is one of his contemporaries. Iggy Pop, one of his friends and collaborators. Although all the work that Bowie did on that was greatly hated significantly by many of Iggy Pop's fans after it was released. Taking all the punk and edginess out of it is what they accused Bowie of. Alice Cooper... Alice Cooper is like, he has inhabited this character as kind of his own character, the character of Alice Cooper, kind of the way David Bowie was sort of doing Ziggy Stardust, although it was way more elaborate on the Ziggy Stardust side. In fact, he went into that at length with an interview with, it was like a dual interview between him and William S. Burroughs conducted by Rolling Stone in like the early 70s. It was really interesting the way that he broke down the mythology of Ziggy Stardust. And we're going to hear Rock and Roll Suicide right now, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. Pull on your finger, then another finger, then cigarette. The water wall is calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. You're too old to lose it, too young to choose it. And the clock waits so patiently on your song. You walk past the cafe, but you don't eat when you've lived too long. Oh no, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. Shift break for snarling as you stumble across the road. But the day breaks instead, so you hurry home. Don't let the sun blast your shadow. Don't let the milk float, rob your mind. They're so natural, religiously unkind. Oh no, love, you're not alone. You're watching yourself, but you're too unfair.
I'll help you with certainty. Signs taking over from the fading day. Perhaps my brains are old and scrambled.
Song. Sorry. A little miscommunication between me and the interns. Unbelievable. You know, I will not forget this. This will come up on your review. Oh, yeah. You better be sure of that. I meant to play Number 9 Dream, 1000 Points of Light, WMFO. Right here. This one.